He didn't think he could do that, not with any degree of safety.
I think not, he said.
He took the keys from the shopkeeper, then looked at the woman lying in front of the meat counter.
Stand up, sire, he said.
Mrs. Tassenbaum did as she was told, and when she was on her feet, Roland gave her the keys.
I keep meeting useful people in here, he thought. If this one's as good as Cullum turned out to be, we might still be all right.
You're going to drive my young friend and meet a Lovell, Roland said.
To Turtleback Lane, she said.
You say true.
I say thank you.
Are you going to kill me after you get to where you want to go?
Not unless you dawdle, Roland said.
She considered this, then nodded. Then I won't. Let's go.
Good luck, Mrs. Tassenbaum,
the shopkeeper told her faintly as she started for the door.
If I don't come back, she said, you just remember one thing. It was my husband who invented the Internet, him and his friends, partly at Caltech and partly in their own garages, not Albert Gore.
Roland's stomach rumbled again. He reached over the counter. The shopkeeper cringed away from him as if he suspected Roland of carrying the Red Plague, grabbed the woman's pile of turkey, and folded three slices into his mouth. The rest he handed to Jake, who ate two slices and then looked down at Oi, who was looking up at the meat with great interest.
I'll give you your share when we get in the truck, Jake promised. Frock, Oi said, then with much greater emphasis, share.
Holy jumping Jesus Christ, the shopkeeper said.
4. The Yankee shopkeeper's accent might have been cute, but his truck wasn't. It was a standard shift, for one thing. Irene Tassenbaum of Manhattan hadn't driven a standard since she had been Irene Cantora of Staten Island. It was also a stick shift, and she had never driven one of those.